Chicago World's Fair by Cheryl R. Gans.
Meteorologist Ed Keyser will be along with a pretty nice weekend forecast. Sunny and 70 today. He'll have details in 5 minutes. After AM 580 News, here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Longtime political insider Bill Cellini has been indicted for allegedly shaking down an investment firm for campaign money. Sean Crawford has more.
Federal prosecutors say Bill Cellini conspired with convicted political fundraiser Tony Resco and others in the scheme designed to benefit an unnamed public official, reported to be Governor Rod Blagojevich. The 73-year-old Cellini is a Springfield businessman and lobbyist who has for decades maintained close ties with some of the most powerful politicians in Illinois. Cellini's name has appeared in other court documents recently, leading to speculation he might be charged in an ongoing corruption probe. He faces 4 counts, including conspiracy to commit mail fraud and attempted extortion. Prosecutors say Cellini worked with others, including Resco, to get a firm seeking to do business with the teachers' retirement system to pony up campaign contributions. His attorney says his client is innocent and will fight the charges. While Cellini is a Republican, he's raised money for Democrats, including Blagojevich. Cellini earlier this month stepped down from his role as treasurer of the Sangamon County Republican Party. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois schools are trying to catch up as the bar for standardized tests rises. State Board of Education Superintendent Christopher Cook says statewide test scores released today highlight the areas needing improvement. Jenna Dooley has this report.
Nearly a third of the schools tested in Illinois failed to meet the goals set out in the No Child Left Behind Act. Last year, around a quarter of the schools missed the mark. But the bar has been raised. This time around, adequate yearly progress is met if more than 62% of the students meet or exceed standards on the state's achievement tests. Before, just over half of the students needed to pass. But there's been good news, as dozens of schools made it off an academic monitoring list for improved scores. Illinois Superintendent of Schools Christopher Cook is optimistic about the big picture.
Some long-term trends are encouraging at the elementary level. We're seeing across-the-board improvement in the trend data. In some cases, more than a 20-point improvement in just 6 years.
But it's a different take as students get older. Cook says many high schoolers are taking remedial classes when they go off to college. He says higher education instructors are being asked to work with teachers at all grade levels to spot the weaknesses. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Local health care advocates hope voters will pay attention to congressional candidates' views on a Medicare prescription drug plan when voting next week. A survey from the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers reveals that area Democrats gave the most yes answers to questions about overhauling the Medicare Part D program. Beneficiaries say the plan simply now benefits drug and insurance companies and hurts those on fixed incomes. B. Stratton is what's stuck in what they call Part D's donut hole, an area that goes uncovered when medications cost between $2,500 and just over $4,000 a year. She can't afford all the drugs she's prescribed for diabetes, high blood pressure, and osteoporosis, and that forces her to cheaper and less effective medication.
First of all, I have to stop eating any sugar whatsoever. No bread, no white bread, no potatoes, no pasta, white pasta. I mean, I have to stay away from all those things if I want to be able to just take a lesser medication that does not control diabetes as well as the Actos does.
The healthcare consumer survey included questions on whether Part D should be administered by Medicare, elimination of the donut hole, and whether the plan should include an appeals process to guarantee access to drugs. A group of University of Illinois students wants to keep the Chief Illiniwek tradition alive. They announced the beginning of a possible new series of Chief Illiniwek events. AM 580's Michael Kaliska has more.
Students for Chief Illiniwek presents The Next Dance.
Roberto Martel, the Students for Chief Illiniwek president, made his announcement in front of the U of I's alma mater statue. In 2 weeks, November 15th, the Chief will be resurrected to dance again at the Assembly Hall.
The Chief is never, has never been, and never will be gone.
Martel says freshmen and sophomores at the U of I have missed out on the Chief tradition.
And we wanted to just give them an opportunity to learn about this most honorable of college traditions that was taken away from the students. So we wanted to give it back to them.
One Champaign resident who called himself Bill came to protest against the Chief's next dance.
We've got it removed from being the official image of the University of Illinois, but yet some people insist on continuing to play Indian. And it's just a continuation of the cultural genocide.
Although the Chief's next dance will take place at Assembly Hall, U of I spokesperson Robin Kaler says this is not an university-sponsored event.
The university values free speech, and student organizations are allowed to hold events, and that's the way it is.
I'm Michael Kuliska, AM 580 News.
The U of I retired Chief Illiniwek last year. The NCAA suspended the university's right to host tournaments because it had considered the chief an example of hostile and abusive Native American imagery. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 and a half, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
And we have a beautiful weekend coming. A few sprinkles maybe tomorrow night and into Sunday morning, but other than that, boy, it feels more like early fall.
Well, it feels like early fall instead of we're going into middle fall here, really, at the end of October. Our average high temperatures now today drops to 59 below 60, so that's the first day we have that. Our average low, though, is, well, it's 40